From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources say a deal has been worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in eastern Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of cold, scared, and injured people are still waiting to leave. A Syrian rebel negotiator said on Twitter that a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but that statement has not been confirmed. A Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. A previous deal to evacuate the rebel-held areas of the city collapsed on Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the collapse of a ceasefire. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdul Aziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people of Aleppo.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside Downing Street to hear speeches and prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. Funeral services were held for American astronaut and former U.S. Senator John Glenn in Columbus, Ohio. Vice President Joe Biden and several other dignitaries were among the mourners. This is VOA.